Okay, so hello, Andrew Grayson, who's director of the Church and Media Network. Andrew's been teaching us this morning about proprietary and what we do with the media pictures and so on. One of the things you showed us, Andrew, were two pictures from adverts about the Order of the Phoenix. Tell us some more.
Yeah, there were two versions of the same picture were used in two different contexts to advertise Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. In the cinema version, the lighting had been changed in the image, and most particularly Hermione, played by Emma Watson, appears to have what you might call a B cup, a chest size. In the IMAX version, the lighting has been made much more kind of sultry, and Emma Watson's chest, or Hermione's chest, that might be an important distinction, has been made to look bigger. I don't know whether that was because it was felt to be more kind of alluring or attractive. In the end, I suppose it was in order to sell more tickets. What we've got to ask is, does it matter to digitally alter an image like that? And we've had really interesting conversation. There are so many factors involved. There's some people who are saying the whole Harry Potter film is going to have been digitally enhanced and touched up in all sorts of ways. So why does it make any difference if a publicity film, a publicity photo has been touched up in that way? Other people saying, well, hang on a minute, you're presenting unrealistic body images to young people, young girls in particular, who may be vulnerable, may be influenced by the way they think they ought to look. We're in a very grey area, really. Mm-hmm. Very difficult area.
Because somebody was saying that all the way through the film, there's so much airbrushing going on, that does it really matter that two still adverts have been airbrushed in different ways?
Well, quite. I mean, at some point, we as consumers have to take responsibility for the way we assess what we see. How much do we trust or believe pictures in whatever format we find them in? How much do you believe what you see on Big Brother or I'm a Celebrity or Britain's Got Talent? Do you take it at face value or not? Now, we've been used over the years of mass media, the last 100 years of mass media, we've been used to have there being agencies in the middle who took responsibility for us in quite a nannyish way for deciding what was fit to broadcast and what was truthful and so on. One of the things that happens in the digital environment is that those agencies in the middle, the Ofcoms and the BBCs and the Times newspapers and whatever, can no longer control what happens to images and content that we're consuming. The responsibility has to be on two ends, one with the person who creates the image, and the other, very significantly, with the person who receives or consumes or uses the image. And both of those people at both of the ends of the communication spectrum need to get a whole lot smarter.
Okay, I mean, does that kind of link back to what Roger Darlington was saying at the Church and Media Network conference about regulation? Is there a link now to that sound audio stuff?
Well, Roger was saying that there is still a place for the middlemen and women, the publishers, or the government to impose a level of regulation in between content producers and content consumers. Two questions about that. One is, whose business is it to decide what we can and can't see? And the second really important question is it even possible in the digital environment to regulate content when, in this kind of many-to-many world, content producers and content consumers can speak to each other very, very freely without going through the filtering systems that we got used to?
Yeah, so that audio is on the Church and Media Net website under Church and Media Net Conference audio.
Churchandmedia.net, and go to the conference tab, and then there's the audio of the debate on whether the internet should be regulated.
Okay, and what do you think in the end? Are you okay with what they did with Hermione's figure or not?
Me personally, I'm a bit anxious about what they did with Hermione's figure. I'm used to the idea of photographs being touched up, but I think the idea of deliberately sexualising something or desexualising something is a bit suspect on the part of the person who produced it. But I also think that we who are consuming pictures and images and content need to get smarter ourselves.
Thanks so much, Andrew Grayson. Bye.